Do you have a secret that is finding safe harbor in a hidden recess of your mind? Well, the weight of hidden secrets can be crushing. The only relief is to stop hiding from God, yourself, and at least one other person. But being vulnerable enough to share with another person is risky and frightening. In fact, the Latin root for the word vulnerable is vulnus, which means wound. Emotional and spiritual healing begins with being vulnerable enough to reveal your interior wound. This is never easy and always frightening. But who can you trust with your deepest wound? Is there anyone with whom you can be your true self? Well, this meditation from James chapter 5 is a contemplation on finding the courage to be vulnerable with someone in prayer, profound prayer that soothes deep wounds. So to begin, whether resting in the warm morning light or the dark shadows of evening, yield to the next 15 minutes as a divine retreat, a sanctuary, if you will, a place to discover healing, a holy place to be healed together. Allow your eyes to move now from open to a soft gaze to now shut. And permit your mind to begin centering on healing. Consent for your body to be vulnerable before God. And concede for your soul to be guided by the Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of healing by responding to this passage from Jeremiah chapter 29. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord God, give me the courage to be vulnerable. May God bless the reading and hearing of His word. Call on me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear your voice, and I will listen to you. But Lord God, give me the courage to be vulnerable. Call on me, and then with a deep longing, you will seek me and require me as a vital necessity. So, Lord God, give me now the courage to be vulnerable. Call on me, and you will find me when you search for me with all of your heart. So, Lord God, give me now the courage to be vulnerable. Continue on for a moment by settling deeper into this time of awareness, mindful of someone you can trust with your deepest wound. Come now into the divine presence where you are safe. What emotions rise to the surface when you imagine being vulnerable enough to share your deepest need? Take a moment to note your first reaction. I realize this may be difficult. It certainly is for me. How does your body respond when you feel exposed and vulnerable? Scan your body from head to toe. How does it react to sharing a deep wound or emotional scar? Seek the Holy Spirit now to guide you towards a safe place for healing. for the name of someone who you can be your true self. Who do you begin to see in your mind's eye? Center there. Center to on your breathing. Imagine your wound being touched. Take several deep breaths as you face the pain, each breath full and deep from your belly. Be mindful of each breath. And note how each breath in brings healing. Each breath out releases pain. Inhale the healing spirit of God. Be mindful of your breathing. Stay here centered for several more moments. Distracting thoughts of pain and suffering will certainly rise to the surface. Don't judge yourself for that. In fact, I give you permission to feel pain. But let that be a reminder for you to return to your breathing and whisper the centering prayer, Lord God, give me the courage to be vulnerable. Now continue as you center on encountering God in each of three different divine readings from Holy Scripture. These passages address the importance of walking the healing path together with safe friends. Imagine this passage as a personal reminder for you too. Contemplate on what you hear now from James chapter 5 verse 16 from the New International Version. My friend in the faith, I know it can be frightening. It will take the courage of God, but confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Remember that the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. What did the Holy Spirit reveal to you? Well, listen once more from Scripture and center on the transforming of your pain. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. For this next minute, contemplate on how God can transform and heal your deepest wound by working through those around you. Once more, but now notice how you respond emotionally. Listen to the same passage, but a wider reading from the New International Reader's Version. Is anyone among you in trouble? Then that person should pray. Is anyone among you happy? then that person should sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Then that person should send for the elders of the church to pray over them. They should ask the elders to anoint them with olive oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer offered by those who have faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will heal them. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. So confess your sins to one another. Pray for one another so that you might be healed. The prayer of a godly person is powerful. Things happen because of it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What emotions or affections did you experience in this second reading? I accept this may be hard to face, but take your time here. You are safe, and the time is sacred. Take this next minute to be fully mindful of your wound and how God heals through a community. Rest in this time of divine awareness. In this third expanded divine reading from the New Living Translation, reflect on the passage now as a mindful prayer and imagined contemplation on the Word of God. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that my prayer of faith will heal my wounds and raise me up. Therefore, I confess my sins so I may be forgiven. But grant me the courage to be vulnerable with someone else in prayer, and pray too for one another so that we all may be healed. Vulnerable, honest, and profound prayers that soothe deep wounds. The prayers of your righteous children are very powerful in their effect. I pray this now to you in the name of your Son, our Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What did you encounter in the words of this prayer from Scripture? Well, for a moment, reflect on these words as they now become yours. While resting in imaginative contemplation, what is your deepest wound? And why is it hidden? Perhaps shame or guilt? Well, take this minute to identify your wound with the wounding of Jesus on the cross. So vulnerable, so visible. See him there, exposed and vulnerable for you. See him now meeting with his disciples after the resurrection, approaching Thomas, showing him the scars still visible on his hands and on his side. The pain is healed, but the wound remains. And he shows them to us as reminders of divine healing, of exposed wounds becoming sacred. Take this next minute for that deep meaning to be what feeds your soul. as exposed wounds of your mind, body, and spirit become sacred and healed. Be mindful of opportunities God will reveal for ways to help others with hidden pain. Who can you help heal? Who can you sit with and listen? Who can you be with to listen without judgment as they become vulnerable with you? Ponder that and accept this prayer of benediction to pray for the courage to confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Vulnerable, honest, and profound prayers that soothe deep wounds. May you know the healing of Christ, the courage of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the safe and loving presence of God now and always. And as we close, remain here in this safe place as long as you can, encountering the peace of God and silently whispering, "Lord God, give me the courage to be vulnerable and embrace the vulnerability of others."